Tzoyis here Tuesday night, or Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel's Mankila Lakolhi, or Yud Gimel Ador. And we're in the middle of the Tzoyis Aleph Ches. And the Tzoyis Aleph Ches is going on the Shulchan Aruch that says that if you go to Beis Din and you say, make the cheshbon there, how much the guy owes me, make a shuma, determine how much is the chosma worth, I want to go grib, because I'm allowed to go grib, so they won't do it, because that'll be, they're not smuchim, and they'll be dealing with dinei knosis. That's the way Yiddish Shulchan Aruch says it. But after he grabs, and he says, listen, I don't want to be a ganav, I want to give back, if I grab more than I was supposed to, so then they'll be niskak, they're not dealing with knosis, they're dealing with momen, they're dealing with gneva, they're dealing with the guy who took too much, and they'll make him give it back. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Tzoyis talks about the idea of Tfisa, really. And certainly the din of the Tfisa, even though we're assuming like the Rosh, it helps with the din of Doninish Dina Lanafshe. But certainly you have to be able to prove, and that's the Gedorim of Doninish Dina Lanafshe, you have to prove that you took it rightfully. So now there's two cases, two obvious cases. If you took it with Adim, they saw you took, take it. So you have to prove with Adim that the precipitator of the Knas happened. If you take it without Adim, nobody saw you, then you have a Migu. Migu, you can say, La Dam, I never grabbed from you anything. So you say, believe me that he owes me this Knas, that a chveis, just for argument's sake, you know, that his short tom was mazik me. So believe me, because I could say ladam, I never grabbed anything from him. So believe me, but amigo. So the sma, the tzoyis starts off in Aleph Ches, bringing down the sma, that migu helps. We're going to see legabe what it means, it helps. And right now it means it helps that you could, you're proving that you rightfully grabbed. And he brings down Mordechai, Shach. But then he says, "On the matzosi machleikus b'zeh megdeli amoyrim," because he brings down a machleikus raivet and Ramban. The Ramban in Ksubas Abdallah Amid Beis Bidapi Harif quotes a raivet who says, "We're going to learn it inside because a raivet zalmi uheichat the tofas koydim hoydor." Even if there would be a din, there is smuchim. There would be a din amoyd b'knas potter. But I was typhus first. I was typhus before the hoydor. V'leko edim b'tfisosoi the yocholim el adam. So the Tfisa helps, and I'm Neman because of Amigu Adam. Vosu lebeidina, v'kova beidach, by Knosso. Im hoide lachar mikan, I don't know anymore if there's a dinner by the Bekhanas Potter. It's topically Milsa, says the Ravid. Yavi haimigu ke'edim. Kedamina miyama mali the shaka ke'edim domi, v'chim the bait Tfisa, ikamigu havale ke'edim. Kedubhecha the kofar vos in the Knas. He wasn't Moidi, he was Koifer. Vosu Edim. And then Edim came. So Mechayim, even if he's Moidi now, now it's too late. You know, there's a Shaila Moidi Beknas Vachakach Bo Edim. There ain't no Shaila Bo Edim Vachakach Edim Beknas. So, Vashtanami Maidi Tofas Mikame Kfira Voido Tofas. So the Tfisa helps. The Tfisa with the Migu is considered like Edim, meaning it's proof. It's considered enough proof. So, so great. Odilma, even the Ilu Hoda Potur, since you see that Ilu Hoda Potur, that Moedib Knas is Potur, so Migu, Lo Odif Hai Migu, Me Hoido Adinafshe, it can't be better, this is the Lashon of the Rive on the second side, it can't be better than the Hoido of the other guy, obviously, the Nizik's the one with the Migu. Mazik's the one that would be made. The Nizik's Migu can't be better than the Mazik's Hoidor. That's his Lashon. Hoidor is when he can make him dummy. Bukhalecha Doidor loy mahani, malu the shaka loy mahani. But if Hoidor doesn't help, because Hoidor might have a class potter, so then malu the shaka is not going to help. So yesterday we tried stuff. The point that arrived is that his second sad is, not so opposed to this is what the Ravid means, but that's what we learned yesterday. That this Tzustel, which sounds a little weird, is that if Yol Moed B'chlas Potter is really signifying a more a fundamental principle about how the Chiyuv Knas comes about. It needs a certain Besdin procedure, since it's an onus, it's a penalty. So the Raavad says, you know, if you sign Moed B'chlas Potter, because it doesn't have that procedure, so maybe Miku doesn't help either. Miku on the part of the Nizik. Maybe his Miku doesn't help. It's also not a way to find out about the class. Hub Milsom is topically Bedini Knossus. The Raavad says, I have this suffix. Again, if the Miku helps, the Nizik. Lawyers Barara, Gaboy Kohagan. I don't really have clarity on this. I worked on this, I don't have clarity. Mashiach Leonovi are going to tell me. So it didn't take too long because he had the Ramban. He didn't need Mashiach. The Ramban Kasav, but the Ramban argues with the Raavad. And not argues. The Ramban says, Zeloshono, Vinyan Sveko Shal Aravzal, the Typhus Knash Shalai Beidim. Right? Meaning, that's a code word for Migul. Typhus Knash Shalai Beidim means you have a Migul Vladam. We have already weighed in on that shaila. Even if you would have odah, there's no din moed b'chlas potter. There's no smuchim. There's no din of potter. But feel the moed b'based in mumchin. And the truth is, even if you've been moed b'based in boichin, and the oimer shalai potter torah b'knas. It's Moida that's the problem. Why should Migul be a problem? Well, this extrapolation of the Raavad that seems to say that, oh, Moida B'Knas Potter, so Migul also doesn't help. Moida B'Knas Potter, because Moida B'Knas Potter. The Pasuk, Sheyashino Leikim, Problem Hashiyas Atzmoy, and Moida B'Knas doesn't work, or is even a Ptur, more than doesn't work. The Nizik having a Migu is not the Ramban learns it's a very specific localized din of Moed B'Knas Potter, and this extrapolation that I said to make the Raavad make sense, Ramban goes, oh, he has to hold of it. Moed B'Knas Potter, what does it have to do with if the guy has a Migu? If the Nizik has a Migu, it's like the Korov Zel Zek Kolalila. Avuzel loyal piyatsu mischayim lelelezenu maminim. Shomer eschayim liknas v'tefasti mishalo l'tashlum knas shalo. Hivkechachshino likim pinabay. So it's a way of forging another channel to ultimately get at asher yashino likim. L'krinabay mashiach satzmei klal. L'yotzmei gora by doshaloi. Mikolshkein ketovim mishaloim. Okay, stop. We'll stop here at this point. Look in the Meluah Choshen. That's this very valuable resource. He brings down from Achreinim that it's mashmah that the Raavad suffering is only if the guy ultimately was moide, not stamosoi. We didn't learn like that. We learned the Raavad suffering seems to be if migu by knas helps. He says the shtickle mashmos and the Raavad some say that he's only talking about legabe the guy's moide afterward. Moide b'knas would be potter. Okay, so he says v'tzarich beer. He doesn't understand it. Gam b'loyoy do yesh welcome to this topic. Yemigu moyo chayiv knas l'choyer. So why does it sound like they're discussing if there's enough? Sounds like the discussion is if Haido afterwards accomplishes anything. That's what he brings down. Now, apparently, this is bothered by the Achrayim. Shar Mishpa talks about it, and Rav Shimon. I am Shari Yoisha. This is what I want to. I'm going to read it from him. I'm going to explain it. It's in footnote 10. He says as follows: I am Shari Yoisha. Shar Zayim Perik Chof. Shekos of the Voir. Arrive at Sphere later, arrive at Old Afigu, Migu, Lomahani, Lechayev, Knas. You see, here we go again. We really said this in Olivov, this Svar of Rav Shimon. We said it in Olivov. He says, even if the Ravid would hold that Migu cannot be Mechayev Knas. But wait a cotton pick a second. We're not talking about being Mechayev Knas here. It's like shades of Aleph Vav. We're just talking about proving that you're not a Ganav, that you were Toifas Bedin. That's not called being Mechayev Knas. That's called proving that you were, it was appropriate to have grabbed what you grabbed. This is, it's the same Rav Shimon, by the way. This is the same Rav Shimon that we had in Aleph Vav, where we said the tzois is safe, that there's no din about your passport, there's no din about dos, but din tmei eden domi. We said, but the din that you need for the dos, but din, it's not a knas din, it's just to say he didn't steal it when he grabbed it. So that's what Rav Shimon here, this is the Mekor, this is Rav Shimon.
Why can't saying, this be like the rush of the
Rav? What?
Why can't this be like the rush of the Rav Shimon? There is a chiyuv, there's like a very low level, but there is an extant chiyuv there. That's why you can get healthy.
We're talking about the next level, we're talking about that you can grab it. But let me finish this for Shimon. Shimon says the reason there's this much more in the Rabbi Ramban is because even if you hold Migo cannot be Mechayev Knas, but Avada you could grab and the Migo would be valid, meaning Bezin doesn't take it away from you. It's a valid grip.
Why?
Because, he says, for that you don't need a beer of Dine Knossos. For that you just need a beer of Hukos Gzela. You're not a Gazlan. You stole, you grab something from the guy. So Tzorach Lavara may not Gazlan but Tvisoso. You see, you can be Makabal Eidah, says Rav Shimon. This is what Rav Shimon, in Aleph Vav, Rav Shimon put it like, who could argue with this? Who can argue with this? I can argue with this. You see him a couple Eidos, let's say the guy grabbed, and an Eidim come. Let's say the guy is in the Shortan, the Mazda, whatever the philosopher is. See him a couple Eidos. Well, why are you a couple Eidos? You're not done digging clubs in the plans there. If he grabbed first and then Eidim came, those Eidim are now dealing with Hilfus Gzela. If he grabbed appropriately, there's a lot of grab. That's not Dina Knossos, that's Dina grabbing.
Why is it not Gazela?
If you prove that it's not.
That what? Why is it not, why would it not be Gazela? How could it not be Gazela?
The short time was Mazik.
So what? It's not Kaiba Kanas, so what?
Here we go. You have to accept the fact that Tfisa helps. If you don't accept that, then that's not.
We do, but what? But I thought according to what the rush, the rub, right as the rush, is because there is a certain.
Whatever the reason is, Tfisa helps.
Yeah, but
stop! Listen. Does Tfisa help?
Why?
I don't care why right now.
You know?
Right now, I don't care why. Right now, that's not what we're learning now. We learned that yesterday, 2 days ago. Right now, you have to know that Tfisa helps. The Rosh says Tfisa helps. The Shulchan Aruch says Tfisa helps.
Tfisa helps. Because it was a Knas on a Shulchan Aruch.
Call it Donin Isdin Lanafshe, call it a special Takonah Drabonon. Right now, I don't care. Right now, we're dealing with the aftermath of Grim. That you have to prove that his short time was Mazik you. You have to prove that he was Ma'anis, your daughter, the Naira. You can't just grab someone's thing and say, oh, he owes me Knas. You have to prove it. Who says he owes you Knas? I'm not the one. The stress is not on the word owing. You have to prove that something happened, that there's a Knas here. So Rav Shimon says, I don't understand. You're Makabal Eidos for that. That's the classical case of Tfisa. And Bezer goes over to the guy and says, hey, witnesses saw you grabbed this from him. He says, yeah, because he owes me Knas. The Bezer says, that's very nice. You know, you're going to jail. You're a Ganav. So he says, okay, let me bring witnesses that he owes me Knas. The stress is not on the word oh. Let me bring witnesses that this Knas here. Salvador with Makabal Deidus is of Shimon. No one says not. Everybody's annoyed to that. Why? You're not done in Dine Knossos, is one of the This is obviously, you can bring, that's called, you're bringing Aiden to Hilfos Gzela, not to Hilfos Knossos. So he says, so Avada Migo would be the same. So the Ravid does not have an issue if Migo helps in this area that you grabbed, and now you need to prove that you grabbed Kora'oi. So you have a migu. So that's not the Ravid's issue. Let's go, I'm continuing, let me, Yeah.
Didn't we think the Rabbi Yishu was only if the Migo domed to aid him, and therefore once the Migo comes, there's no more Hoga. Isn't that the topic, right?
Yes. That's what we said. Rav Shimon's pointing out that you can't say that there's a deal here if Migu helps the Knossos. And maybe you need Eidus.
Why do you think it was Bechlal, not just in the case where if Isgit does cut off the Hodar?
Because I was stupid.
No,
when you learned the Ravid, that's what we thought. When you learned the Ravid in Ramban, it certainly seems like it. We're learning Rav Shimon Shkop now. He didn't live that long ago. It's not like he was the Ravid's son, right? And he comes and he says, "Avad the Ravid and Ramban, I'm not talking about. It's wrong to characterize their machlekes as does Migu help by Knas? Certainly, Migu helps by Knas. There's no reason why it shouldn't help by. By the way, I find an argument of Shimon. There's a Shimon. He has here the Loi Chayshin. He has a list of Achrayim. Shashivas already, like we're doing at our door, like these doors. The argument of Shimon. But I want to go with Rav Shimon.
Can I ask you one question?
No. Yeah.
Just one question. When you say motive,
yeah, that was it. That was
no,
the question.
No, motive kanas pater. That was only the tree. Motive kanas pater. Is that because the pshat that we believe the guy that he did it?
That's what Aleph Vav was
okay,
about.
So I just want to know
that's what Aleph Vav was about.
What did we say?
The Machlokes Ktzois and other Achrayim.
So what's Ktzois hold? That's what we're learning.
Ktzois holds there's no din of Eidos Bal Din Kaveh Vav, but the Shimon argues with the Ktzois.
What?
There's no din of Eidos Bal Din. Even if there's no din of Eidos Bal Din, there's no din of Eidos Bal Din.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I'm sorry. I didn't say
that. Rav Shimon points out there also that there's just no din that Eidos Bal Din is higher than Knas. But Avada Eidos Bal Din helps. So
can I ask my question? Rav did not understand my question.
Maybe
when
not.
We say motive Knas Pater, are we saying because the Torah says he's not going to pay, it's as though we don't believe him, we just don't listen to him, we don't gorate him, you know, forget about it?
Listening.
Or no, we believe him, so isn't that manos like me and all
that's
that?
So you listen.
But
so
you don't pay.
So now listen
okay,
to the
thank
answer.
You. That's it. Thank you. Yes,
that's my focus. The Ktzai seems to say that just like there's a din, that not only is there a din that his Haidos Bal Din can't be Machayev in Knas, but there's also Bechlal, even when you don't say that din, when there's no din of Maidu Bechlas Potur, but there's also no din of Haidos Bal Din Kameyedim Dami. And the Ktzai seems to say that you don't believe him either. So there's two dinim, even when you don't have the second din, because there's no smuchim, but you don't have the first, but you have the first din, that you don't believe him. Rav Shimon takes issue with that. This same Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, believing a person, if the guy's modev, the mazel, we'll call him, is modev, and then there's a grab, that's not called a haidos bal din of knas. That's called a haidos bal din of gzela. The same Rav Shimon is making the same point. That the dion of his grabbing being an appropriate grabbing is a question now of gezeila, not of knas. So Abadu Hidos Baldin Lechuli Alma is believed to say. Now Rav Shimon is making the same point, but he shifted to a different venue. He's now talking about Migu. There's no question that Migu helps. Because he's dealing with Dine Gzeilus, not dealing with Dine Knossos. So that's not the issue of the Raivit. It's not the Raivit suffering. So he says, V'lachain, V'mele Vadei D'mahani Migu. But what the Raivit Mesupik about, if Migu helps by Knas, if he was Moide after the Migu. The Mazik was Moide after the Migu. He's going with Smuchin. He was Moide. You know, he's not talking about Chutz Lebezdin or without Smuchin. He's talking about the regular Hidah through which you would say Moide B'Knas Potter. Certainly you don't say Moedim Knas Potter after Eidim come, right? Like I said, the Shaila Moedim Knas Vachakach Bo Eidim. There ain't no Shaila Bo Eidim Vachakach Eidim Knas. So the Rivet wants to know, what about Migu? If you grab with a Migu, did you accomplish the equivalent like Eidim? And now the guy's Hoidor will not be enough. Again, we're talking about a proper Moedim Knas Potter. We're talking about if they smoke him. Or maybe Migu, but the grabbing is not on that level of Eidus, and it's still like an open issue, and the guy could kick in, Moedim Knas Potter, which is a tremendous Kiddush, that after you grab properly, and you would think like the Din's Kapaskind already, the Rabbi has a tzad, that still you can say Moedim Knas Potter. It's very strange to understand how the grabbing could help. Al Donin is Dina Lanafshe. Because, like, what do you mean it's not like Edom? The Torah was paskened already. So after the Torah was paskened, you're going to come now and be made to the class potter. Very, very strange. So let's see inside, or at least I'll read it from the inside. Let me finish the thought, please.
I can't understand. It's very complicated stuff. I can't ask a question.
We've been saying that for the last week.
I understand. I thought we were talking when there's not smoking, there's manazem. So I thought there's not a smoking, but shy it's not a big mission. I
didn't
understand.
Don't understand Nashi is even when there's smuchim.
What? Okay, I didn't understand.
Even is when there's no smuchim.
I don't have a smuchim. You don't need them.
You need it if there's no. If you don't have Edim.
That's now because there's no Edim. They can't.
No, if you don't have Edim.
But no Edim in the time. Okay.
If you don't have Edim, you can still grab.
Okay, it was limited to that situation in time of smoking.
Okay.
Guys, take me a while.
But we're talking in time of smoking. What?
Guys, take me a while.
I know. We're talking in time of smoking.
Anyway, so to me it's a pella how you can have such a tzad that if tfisa helps with don anything or nafshe, Rav Shimon says, there's no question that migu helps. A straightforward question, does migu help you be toifas knas? Certainly it does. That's not called migu by knas, it's called migu to gzeil. You have a migu, it's a migu lahachzik, you grab the money and migu lahachzik. Maybe Miguel Hoitzi helps. That's not the issue now. But the Rabbi wants to know about a subsequent Haidah, if Moide B'Klas Potter works. Obviously, with Smuchim, that's the only time you say Moide B'Klas Potter. So, to me, it's a pella such a tzad, because you grabbed it already, it's like it's Kapaskin already, don't understand the Nafshe. How can you be Moide after the din? But the Rabbi is not sure. The Lachain is topic arrived. This is Rav Shimon talking, Rav Shimon Shkop talking. If Migu helps by Knas, Lagabe, if he's Moide afterwards, is it like he's Moide after Edim? Wait, I want to finish the thought.
The thought goes on. I mean,
okay, sorry. The derived side is that even if Migu helps, that he's not a Ganov, but it didn't. Apparently the Rabbit has a tzad, and this is the Ramban argues with this, the Rabbit has a tzad that it didn't like finalize the Chiyuv Knas, and therefore maybe the guy could still be Moida and kick in the din of Moida B'Knas Potter. Obviously
so
without the Rabbit, what I would have said, I would have said it's over already. I don't know. So that's the tzad of the Rabbit, that it's not a finality. That whatever, for whatever reason you were toifus and you have a migu, but it doesn't finalize the issue, and the guy could be moidister.
If the guy was down to be the nafshe, and then Edim came that he was wrong, and we believe the Edim was saying no.
If Edim came, he was wrong.
So isn't that what's happening here? He's toface. He's down to be the nafshe,
and the guy was moidister.
But the Rav's problem is in the Rav's, what's the suffix? If it's Edim, Gibada, it cannot be Moda. If it's done in Anafshe, the Rav says it's like closed, it's already psaked in. It's not the same as Edim.
The words done in a Dina Lanafshe. You know what is the words done in a Dina Lanafshe mean?
You made a Din, it's already psaked, the Din is finished, it's closed, it's demonic.
So one would think that you can't be Moda
but
afterwards.
But if it's done
I don't know what I'm arguing with you for, because the Rav obviously holds you good. So I don't want to argue the point. The Rabbit has a tzad that even though you
I'm
can grab it,
the Rav said it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Why does
to me it doesn't make sense?
This?
You can't give me sense.
I was trying, I was asking, I was tempting. The Rav says it doesn't make sense. Why would it be that after Dana did an option, it would still be a Hamia of Oda, Moshe?
Be quiet and listen. So I said, obviously the Rabbit holds that Donin Nathinal and Nafshe is not a finality. That's what he said. Obviously.
The Rav himself said that Aid is the stronger
okay,
than
okay, be quiet, okay? I want to finish up.
Listen,
I don't know what you want from me. I can't say a word.
I know.
This is a dynamic. You don't know what a dynamic is. It's a shock of a tie. It's like I'm learning a Toysis. I say the entire mark. And you say, but I have a Teretz. And you said Toysis Teretz. I said,
that's
why Teretz. And I say Toysis Teretz. He's like, what about Toysis
Kaz? Rabbeinu Rabbeinu. Is this a possibility? That's all I was asking.
The Rabbit obviously holds.
Yes.
And in Svara, if you ask 100 people,
yes,
nobody's going to say this side of the Rivet. That Donin Nathina Lanafshe is not a finality, he could be Moide afterwards. But there's a Rivet that says maybe he could. That means the
maybe we can understand
okay,
it.
Okay, I do understand it.
What?
I do understand it, but 100 people.
The Rav said he doesn't understand it, but the Rav said it.
So maybe you are blessed with the soul of the Rav.
What could it be?
You are blessed with the soul of the Rav. I don't think
you
know
what I'm trying to
do. I think you don't know what Don Inutino and Nafshi is.
I don't. That's why I'm trying to.
I think that's why you understand.
That's right. You're from Dana Rabbeinu.
We're learning the Rav now, so I'm happy you feel the way you feel. I don't want
to.
We're learning the Rav. I am thrilled you hold what you hold. Because you are explaining the Ravid. You understand the Ravid. Why should I argue with you? We're learning the Ravid. I don't want to make the Ravid into an idiot. I'm very happy that you understand the Ravid. I'm thrilled you understand the Ravid.
I'm wrong, but I
you can't be wrong. The Ravid's not wrong.
It's not for the reason I'm saying, Rav.
I don't know.
The Rav can show me why
I'm
wrong.
I don't want to show you you're wrong.
I'm learning.
Something wrong with you. Why should I show you you're wrong? I'm learning the Ravid now. You're saying that you understand the Ravid.
I had that conclusion. You told me the reason that I said.
Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me with him? Can you help me with him?
Why? What's the problem?
I don't know what the problem is. We're learning the Ravid. I'm saying I have trouble understanding the Ravid, but that's what he says. You pipe up and say you do understand the Ravid, and I'm
sure.
Have
a Amina. Could Rav please tell me
the
Ravid?
Fantastic side
to
the Ravid. What do you
want
to hear?
What?
Someone gave you a stack of stuff.
He's not telling me more in the Ravid than what I himself, myself said.
Well,
and what I myself said. That obviously the Ravid holds that Donin Nisino Lanashe is not a finality. It doesn't pass in the din Gamarnu. It just allows you to grab it. But still the issue is open and the guy could be minder. Obviously that's what the Ravid holds. He didn't say anything more than that.
All I was adding, or trying to add.
Of course, sir, I understand the Ravid.
What did I say?
The Ravid didn't say 1 and 1 is 3.
Rav, what did I say?
I don't know what you said.
I
believe me.
That.
I'm turning to him for help.
What I understand.
Okay.
Can I try to say what I said?
No.
It's irrelevant.
No,
I understand
that.
So that's why the Rav has a trouble with me.
Okay.
Because the Rav didn't understand what I even said. I was only asking because of the Ravid.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, so if Shimon says that the Ravid suffix of Miku helps is only Lagabi Haido afterwards. Rav Shmuel, that's Rav Shmuel Grzovsky, he brings down, doesn't understand the Ravid. How could Haido help after Tfisa? If the Teufel is ready and the case seems to be over, how could it? Okay, that's what, but that's what Rav Shimon says in the Ravid. He has a different cheshbon. It all boils down to a limitation of Don Inish Dino Lanafshe. It's not as final as you think. But that's all in the Ravid. Rav Shach has, because of everybody tries to explain the Ravid Safek, what's important for us to understand, I think, what I want to walk away with is Rav Shimon's essential svara. I think that's what's most important here. That the Ravid can't be stam the supik about Migu helping by Knas, which is the way other Achrayim present this ktois, and the Ramban and the Ravid, they present it as an issue of Migu helps by Knas. I think Rav Shimon is very important that we're accepting what Rav Shimon says, that that's not at all the diyun. He would not be Musupik if Migu helps by Knas. Certainly it helps to clarify that it's not a gazelle, because that's all you need to do, is you need an Hilchus Gzelus, just like we had the Rav Shimon Svara in Aleph Vav. That there's no diyun that Oidos Baldin Kamei Eidem Dami clarifies that the grabbing is not a gzela. So, okay. Akupadim, and then the Ramban's chaylik with the Ravid. So the Tzoy says, okay. Now we continue in the Ramban. He says, first of all, who cares that he was moid afterwards? You paskin the dinner ready without marshia esatzmo. There was no moid de beknas. The only problem is moid de beknas potur. That's the only thing that upsets the apple cart, so to speak, upsets the cart, is moid de beknas potur. And there is no moid de beknas potur here. It's working with a different dynamic, with migu. So it's case closed, and he can't be moid anymore. Then the Ramban says, mikoshkein, kishatofas mishalom metaltalin, ubozo letova bedin lachzirom. The guy says, he grabbed.
The Ramban is only talking Bizman Azeh, right? The Ramban.
Why? What do you mean by only Bizman Azeh? I don't
know.
What
he says. He starts out by saying, "There's no Ramban. In his speakusha, Ramban, all the toughest class, Shlom Eidim, Far Yotzi Dinam Yiklav Yirel, he's not Bizman Azeh."
Where are
Bizman Azeh?
I don't know where I am. Binyan Sekel. Read me a couple words.
Right in the beginning.
Ramban Zal Kosav.
Yeah. Ramban Kosav Allah. Zal. Binyan Sekel Shalarav. Zal.
Yeah. That's what he's talking about. That's the case. But his essential argument with the Ravid has nothing to do with Bizman Azeh.
Ravid is talking with Bizman Azeh.
No, he can't. The Rambam is talking about. Means he had a piece of Torah about Aydah Bizman Azeh, and that's what came out. But his difference with the Ravid is talking about even when there is smuchim, if Aydah helps after the Tfisa. For Haidah to help him, Haidah helping meaning in Moedim Bechnas Potter. If there's a din of Moedim Bechnas Potter after the Tfisa. That's the Machlokis. Obviously they're arguing about Bizman Azeh. There's no din of Moedim Bechnas, they're not talking about, that Machlokis is not about Bizman Azeh. There's no din of Moedim Bechnas Potter Bizman Azeh. The Ramban is just referring to something he wrote about Dinyan Bizman Azeh, where he discussed the whole Dinyan of Tfisa and Hoidah, etc. The essential point of the Ramban and Ravid is it can be both Bizman Azeh and not Bizman Azeh. Can you be Toifus with a Migu? Does that help? And as it turns out, going with the Achrainim that understand their Machlaikas to be a very specific case, that you were Toifus with a Migu and then the guy was Moida. That is only not Bizman Azeh, or else there wouldn't be an issue. There's no din Moedim Bechnas Potter Bizman Azeh. So the ball game's over. What?
Maybe you couldn't be Tavis on the
Smith. Why not?
Because part of what it actually is because you can't get the base in time. But you can go to base. So what do you have to write?
If you don't have agent. Okay, we have to stop here.
Have a good one for him. I'm trying to argue with the rabbi.
I don't even know what you want. He didn't say anything that...
Rabbi, you know what I was saying?